Welcome to our new episode, Campus to Cyber, the German UDS podcast, which today focuses on a particularly exciting topic, the use of AI in higher education. In this episode, we take a look at the project EduAI, Educational Innovation Through AI, which is anchored at the German UDS. For the first time, we are using AI with Notebook LM to shape the discussion and open up new perspectives on teaching. Together, we will explore the opportunities and challenges of AI in higher education. So let's get started and get a deep dive into AI at the German UDS.
You sent us some seriously cool research about something called EduAI,
yeah,
which wants to completely overhaul online learning with artificial intelligence. Think less boring lecture hall and more personalized learning adventure, all powered by AI.
It is exciting stuff. And you're right, this isn't just adding like a tech tool here and there. EduAI wants to build the entire learning experience around AI.
Oh, wow.
Making it more effective and inclusive for everyone.
Okay, so paint me a picture. What kind of like crazy cool future is EduAI talking about?
Fasten your seatbelt.
Okay.
Because we're starting with virtual professors.
Oh.
Imagine this. It's 3 a.m. You're drowning in research for that big paper.
Oh, been there.
And bam, your professor's AI avatar is right there ready to answer your questions.
Although they're talking like actual AI clones of real professors.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Oh, but seriously, how detailed are we talking? Think like digital twins.
Okay.
They'd use video, audio, even the professor's own writing style to create an AI that truly reflects their knowledge and teaching approach. It wouldn't just be some generic chatbot.
Okay, that's next level. But wouldn't it be kind of creepy?
Mm.
Like talking to a super realistic, but like not quite human professor?
Right.
Would students actually buy into that?
That's one of the big questions EduAI is looking at. They're not shying away from the potential downsides, you know? Research shows that students can learn just as well from AI avatars.
Interesting.
But there's a big difference between effective and enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure.
They need to nail that human element.
Totally. You don't want to feel like you're learning from like a robot overlord. You know what I mean?
Right.
But think about the possibilities. No more stressing over conflicting schedules, access for students in different time zones.
Yeah.
It could really shake things up.
It's true. This could democratize education like never before. Like, can you imagine having access to the world's best professors at your fingertips?
That would be amazing.
Regardless of where you live or what your schedule looks like.
Mind blown. Okay, so AI professors are cool. But this research isn't just about making life easier for students, right?
All right.
What about the teachers themselves?
EduAI wants to give teachers a superpower upgrade, too.
I like it.
Grading papers, analyzing student engagement during online lectures. Imagine AI handling those tasks so teachers can focus on what they do best, inspiring and mentoring students.
It's like giving them a whole team of AI assistants.
Yeah.
Okay, so walk me through some specific examples. How would this actually work in the classroom?
Imagine an AI teaching assistant that watches an online lecture alongside the students. It's not just checking attendance, but analyzing their engagement in real time.
Wow.
Are they asking questions? Do they look confused? This AI could then suggest the teacher adjust their approach or provide extra support in certain areas.
Wait, so the AI is basically like a mind-reading teaching assistant that helps the teacher tailor the lesson to how students are actually doing.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Exactly. It's taking personalized learning to a whole new level, but it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
EduAI wants to create a personalized AI learning companion that would be with you throughout your entire education journey.
Okay, now that sounds like something straight out of sci-fi.
Uh-huh.
How would that even work? Would it be like having a little AI buddy following you around campus?
Think of it more like a digital sidekick.
Okay.
That lives on your laptop or phone. This AI would adapt to how you learn best, your pace, even your interests. It could suggest relevant study material, provide personalized feedback, maybe even like give you a nudge if you're slacking off on that big assignment.
So it's like a personalized tutor, study buddy, and life coach all rolled into one.
Basically.
This AI is going to be one busy companion.
Right.
But what about the human element? Is there a risk of becoming too reliant on AI?
Yeah.
And losing that like personal connection in education?
That's the million-dollar question. And EduAI is very aware of this potential pitfall.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about replacing human interaction, but enhancing it. Think of it this way. Your AI companion helps you learn more effectively, freeing up time and energy to have more meaningful discussions with your teachers and classmates.
Okay, so we're not handing the keys to the robots just yet.
No.
This is already blowing my mind. We've got AI professors, teaching assistants, and even personal learning companions. What else does EduAI have up its sleeve?
Well, one of the things I find most exciting about this proposal is its commitment to using AI to make education truly inclusive for everyone. We're talking breaking down barriers that have existed for far too long.
Now we're talking. This is something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
So how would AI actually make a difference in that area?
Imagine a world where language is no longer a barrier to education.
Wow.
AI could provide real-time translation and captioning, making lectures and learning materials accessible to students from all over the world, regardless of their native language.
That would be revolutionary, especially in today's like increasingly interconnected world.
Right.
No more struggling to understand a professor with a thick accent.
Yeah.
Or missing out on opportunities because of language differences.
Exactly. And it's not just about language. EduAI is also looking at using AI to create avatars that reflect diverse cultures.
Right.
Ensuring that all students feel seen and represented in their learning materials.
Representation matters.
Yeah.
Seeing yourself reflected in your teachers and curriculum can have a huge impact on a student's sense of belonging and motivation.
I love that they're considering that.
Absolutely. Like, imagine a young student from an underrepresented background seeing a virtual professor who looks like them, speaks their language, and understands their cultural background.
Yeah.
It could be incredibly empowering.
Okay, I'm sold. This is amazing.
Yeah.
But building all this incredibly advanced AI can't be good for the environment, right?
Yeah.
All that computing power has to come at a cost.
That's a really important consideration, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
You're right. Training complex AI models can be very energy intensive.
Yeah. But here's where EduAI gets really interesting. They're proposing the use of eco-friendly AI.
Great.
Specifically, one-bit networks.
Eco-friendly AI.
Yeah.
One-bit networks. Okay, you're going to have to break this down for me.
Okay, think of it like this. Traditional AI models are like gas-guzzling cars.
Okay, okay.
They're using tons of energy because they rely on complex calculations with decimals. One-bit networks, on the other hand, are like electric cars. They're much more efficient because they represent information using only two values, 0 and 1. This significantly reduces that computational burden, making the AI much more energy efficient.
So they're basically like streamlining the language of AI.
Yeah.
Making it leaner and greener. That's brilliant.
Precisely. It's about achieving the same amazing results with a fraction of the energy. And they don't stop there.
No.
They've got this really fascinating concept called sustainability avatars.
Ooh, what is that?
Imagine getting feedback on a design project from the perspective of a whale or a bee.
Hold on, what? Feedback from a bee. Is this like some kind of AI spirit guide for environmentally conscious design?
You're on the right track. It's all about shifting perspective. Imagine you're a design student working on a new product. Your AI bee avatar might chime in and say, hey, that material you're using, not so great for my pollination buddies.
Okay, that's pretty amazing. You're embedding sustainability into the design process from the very beginning.
Exactly. It's about pushing students to think beyond themselves and consider the environmental impact of their work.
This is incredible. They've thought of everything from virtual professors to AI that helps save the planet.
Right.
But before we get too carried away, we should probably acknowledge that this is still just a research proposal, right? It's a blueprint for the future, not a finished product.
That's an important point. And while this proposal is incredibly comprehensive, it focuses primarily on the how these technologies would be developed.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps in turning this ambitious vision into reality?
Well, there are a lot of questions that still need to be answered.
Like what? Give me the inside scoop. What are some of the challenges they're facing?
For starters, we're still a long way from creating AI systems that can truly replicate the complexity of human interaction. It's one thing to develop an AI that can, like, grade multiple choice quizzes.
Yeah.
But creating one that can provide meaningful feedback on a student's essay or engage in a nuanced philosophical debate.
Yeah.
That's a whole other ballgame.
Totally.
And it's really hard to do.
So there's still a need for major advancements in AI technology before this vision can be fully realized.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the technical side of things. Mm. There are also huge questions about implementation, accessibility, and of course, making sure that AI is used ethically and responsibly in education.
Those are all incredibly important factors.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
From virtual professors and AI teaching assistants to personalized learning companions and even sustainable AI.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to explore. So join us for part two of this incredible deep dive into the future of education, where we'll tackle those big questions about implementation, ethics, and the role of human educators in an AI-powered world. You won't want to miss it.
You know, when you think about it, we're not just talking about a tech upgrade here. This is about reimagining the entire education system. Like, from the ground up, it's a massive undertaking.
No kidding. And like we were saying before, there are some major hurdles to overcome. We touched on the need for continued AI advancements, but what about the practical side of things? Like, let's say those advancements happen. How do we actually make this technology accessible to everyone?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's not just about having the fanciest AI. It's about making sure it reaches those who can benefit from it the most. You know, imagine a rural community with limited internet access or a student who can't afford the latest gadgets.
Right.
We need to make sure this technology bridges the digital divide, not widens it.
You're so right. It would be a huge disservice if AI in education just ended up benefiting those who are already privileged. So how do we prevent that? How do we make sure this is truly equitable?
Well, for starters, we need to be very intentional about how and where we implement these technologies. It's not enough to just develop the coolest AI. We need to make sure it reaches those who need it most.
So we're talking about making sure schools in under-resourced communities have the funding and infrastructure to implement these technologies.
Exactly. And providing training and support for teachers in those communities so they feel empowered to use these tools effectively.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's not just about the technology itself, right? There's also the whole human element. How do we prepare teachers for this AI-powered future? I mean, let's be real. Seeing a robot take over your classroom could be a little intimidating.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Change can be scary, right? But it's important to remember that AI isn't here to replace teachers. It's about giving them superpowers.
Superpowers. Like the sound of that.
Yeah.
But seriously, how do we get teachers on board with this?
It all comes down to communication, training, and support. We need to clearly communicate the benefits of AI in education, not just for students, but for teachers themselves. Imagine having more time to spend on personalized instruction or developing creative lesson plans because AI is taking care of the tedious tasks.
Okay, that part does sound pretty appealing.
Yeah.
Less time grading papers, more time inspiring students. That's a win-win in my book.
Exactly. But we also need to provide teachers with the training and resources they need to feel confident using these tools. It's not just about knowing how to, like, turn the AI on and off.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how to integrate it effectively into their teaching practice.
So it's about empowering teachers to be the architects of their AI-powered classrooms.
Yes.
Not just passive bystanders.
Precisely. It's about giving them the agency to shape how this technology is used to benefit both themselves and their students.
I love that. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. With AI becoming so integrated into education, how do we make sure it's used responsibly and ethically? We've all seen those sci-fi movies where the robots take over.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're not talking about robot overlords here.
Okay, good.
But you're right. The ethical implications of AI in education are huge.
Absolutely. We need to make sure this technology is used to create a more equitable and just education system, not one that perpetuates existing biases or creates new problems.
Couldn't agree more. One of the biggest challenges is addressing the issue of algorithmic bias. AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on. If that data reflects existing biases in society, those biases will be baked into the AI's decision-making process.
So, like, if an AI teaching assistant was trained on data that primarily featured male scientists,
right,
it might inadvertently steer female students away from STEM fields.
Exactly. That's why it's crucial to ensure that the data used to train these systems is diverse and representative of all learners. We need to be very careful about what we're teaching these AI systems.
Yeah.
And how they might interpret and act on that information.
Okay, so data diversity is key. What else can we do to make sure AI is used ethically in education?
Transparency is another big one. Mm. We need to understand how these AI systems are making decisions. It's not enough to just accept the AI's recommendations without questioning the reasoning behind them.
So kind of like how we'd question a textbook that seemed biased or outdated.
Yeah.
We need to bring that same critical thinking to AI.
Exactly. We can't treat AI as a magical black box. Mm. We need to understand the inputs, the processes, and the potential biases that might be influencing its outputs.
That makes a lot of sense. But all this talk about data and algorithms, it can feel a little impersonal, you know? What about the human connection in education? Is there a risk that AI could make learning too transactional, too focused on data points and outcomes?
That's a really important question, and it's something we need to be mindful of. Technology should never replace the human connection that is so essential to learning. The best teachers are more than just dispensers of information. They're mentors, guides, and cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They inspire a love of learning that goes far beyond the textbook.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's that passion, that love of learning, that really makes a difference. So how do we make sure that doesn't get lost in an AI-powered world?
By remembering that technology is just a tool. It's a powerful tool, but it's still up to human educators to guide the way, to provide context, and to nurture those essential human qualities that make learning so much more than just memorizing facts.
I love that. Technology is a tool, not a replacement. So as we venture further into this world of AI-powered education, how do we strike that balance? How do we harness the incredible potential of AI while still preserving the heart and soul of education?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's a simple answer. But I do believe that if we approach this challenge with a focus on equity, transparency, and a deep respect for the human element of learning, we can create an education system that truly benefits everyone.
You know, for all the potential challenges we've uncovered, I'm actually feeling pretty optimistic about the future of education. What about you?
Me too. It's an exciting time to be involved in this field, and I'm incredibly hopeful that by working together, educators, technologists, and policymakers can create an education system that's more equitable, more engaging, and more effective than we ever thought possible.
Now that's a future I can get behind. But before we get too carried away, dreaming about the future, we've got one more burning question to address. This idea of sustainable AI. It's not just about making education more accessible and effective. It's also about making sure it's sustainable for the planet.
You're right. We can't ignore the environmental impact of technology. And that's where those eco-friendly approaches like the 1-bit networks we talked about earlier come in.
Right. Those energy-efficient AI models that are like the electric cars of the AI world.
Exactly. But it's not just about the technology itself. It's about fostering a mindset of sustainability in education.
Oh, interesting.
It's about teaching students to be mindful of their environmental impact, to think critically about the technologies they use, and to design solutions that are both innovative and sustainable.
So we're not just using AI to teach students about sustainability. We're also using it in a sustainable way. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Precisely. And that brings us back to those incredible sustainability avatars we discussed earlier. Imagine a generation of students who grow up getting design feedback from a virtual whale or a rainforest.
Right.
They're going to have a whole different perspective on the world and their place in it.
That's a powerful image. It's like we're embedding sustainability into the very DNA of education.
Exactly. And that's incredibly exciting. It's about equipping students with the knowledge, skills, and values they need to create a more sustainable future for all of us.
Okay, we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive. We've talked about everything from AI professors and personalized learning companions to the importance of equity, ethical considerations, and even sustainable AI. But there's one last piece of the puzzle we need to explore. The role of human curiosity in an AI-powered world. Will AI make us more curious?
Right.
Or could it potentially stifle our natural thirst for knowledge?
Now that is the question of the century. And you know what? We're going to tackle that head on when we come back for the thrilling conclusion of this deep dive into the future of education.
All right. So where were we? AI and human curiosity. Like, will having all this information at our fingertips make us more curious, or could it backfire?
It's a really important question to consider. We were talking about that sense of wonder, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The thrill of discovering something new.
Yeah.
And how if we're constantly getting this personalized content, maybe it'll like narrow our horizon.
Right. Like some of my favorite learning experiences have been, you know, those moments where you stumble across something totally unexpected and it makes you want to learn more. Could AI actually make those aha moments like less likely?
It's definitely possible. But I don't think AI is inherently good or bad for curiosity. It really depends on how we use it.
Okay, so how should we use it then?
What if, instead of just giving us the answer, AI was designed to kind of like spark our curiosity?
Okay, interesting.
Like to kind of nudge us towards those aha moments.
Okay, so how would that even work? Give me an example.
Okay, so imagine you're a student and you're researching renewable energy for a paper, right?
Okay.
Instead of just giving you a list of articles, the AI could, say, give you a surprising fact or ask a really thought-provoking question about your topic. Something that makes you think, wait a minute, I need to look into this further, you know?
I like that. It's like the AI is leaving a trail of breadcrumbs to new discoveries and we get to follow along.
Exactly. It's about using AI to nurture that curiosity, not to, like, replace it.
Right, right. And this is interesting. Could AI maybe even help us understand curiosity better?
I think so. Imagine if AI could analyze all this data, like tons of data, about how we learn, what motivates us, what piques our interest. We could potentially gain incredible insights into how to design learning experiences that are just incredibly engaging.
So instead of relying on old methods or, like, you know, just guessing, educators could actually see what works.
Exactly. It's like using the power of AI to unlock the secrets of human curiosity. And who knows, maybe this deeper understanding of how we learn could even lead to brand new approaches that benefit both traditional and AI-powered education.
That's wild. So we're not just using AI to enhance learning. We're using it to enhance our understanding of learning itself. That's pretty meta when you think about it.
It is. It's pretty exciting stuff. Pushing the boundaries, embracing the unknown.
I'm into it. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive, wouldn't you say? We talked about AI that can personalize learning, help break down barriers, make education more equitable, and even design a more sustainable world. But of course, there are challenges too.
Definitely.
We talked about those big questions about equity, ethics, making sure AI doesn't reinforce biases.
Right.
And of course, this whole thing about human curiosity, which is really at the heart of it all, isn't it?
It is.
So as we wrap up, I'm curious to hear your overall take. Are you feeling optimistic about the future of education in this AI-powered world?
I am. I really am. But I think it's important to remember AI is a tool. It's a very, very powerful tool. But ultimately, it's up to us. You know, we decide how we use it.
It's not some magical solution to every problem.
Exactly. Right? It's how we use it that really matters.
And that gives me hope. Because it means that even with all this crazy technology coming out, it's still our human qualities, our curiosity, our creativity, our empathy, those things that really make us human that will shape the future.
So well said. And that's really what education is all about, isn't it? It's about helping people become curious, compassionate, engaged people.
Absolutely. And I think we've done a pretty good job of sparking a little curiosity today. We've explored some big ideas, asked some tough questions. And hopefully we've inspired you to think a little differently about what the future of education could look like.
Right. Because the journey of learning, it never really ends, does it?
So true. And on that note of endless possibility, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this incredible exploration into the future of education. Until next time, keep those minds curious, keep asking those big questions, and keep on learning.